Welcome to our family broadcast. Today I would want us to talk about being content. And there's this scripture that really challenges me about being content. And I want to read it for you. It comes from the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 12 to 13. And the Bible says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. This scripture was written by Paul when he was in prison. I've never been to prison. I've never even visited a prison. I think it's one of the places that I really fear. I have been watching a series in Netflix called Inside the World's Toughest Prisons. And I can imagine that the situation with Paul was not different. It was a very tough place to be in. But he still wrote this scripture and says that he's content even in his particular situation. Being content means you are grateful for what you have and that you trust God for the things that you do not have. It is a satisfaction that does not depend on your circumstances. Being content is not based on having every need and every want that you have met. It is an attitude, but also it's a choice that we make. Often, it's something that we have to learn, and it takes a long time to learn this. Contentment is why people who do not even have a lot of things, some are very poor, some are living in very horrible places, but also people who have nothing, but you find that they have so much joy and great peace and happiness in their lives. And sometimes you may look at them and wonder, how comes you're so satisfied with your life, yet you do not have one, two, three? It is because they have learned to be content. And contentment brings joy in our lives. One thing that shows that you are content, or even your level of contentment, is the way that you think about money. Let me tell you, you may think, oh, it's only adults who think about money. But even children think about money. Sometimes children think, if my parents had more money, this would happen for me. If my parents had more money, then they would buy me one, two, three. But let me tell you, all of us think of money in one way or the other. But the more you think about money, it shows how you think about life and how sometimes money can control your life. For most of the time, we always think, if only I had more money, I would do one, two, three. And the desire to have more money never ends. But also for those who don't have, they keep thinking, if only I had little more money, I would do one, two, three. So our focus becomes on nothing else but on the money that we do not have. The rich may think about ways to make more money, how to protect it, and even how to spend it. The poor may think about ways in which they can meet their basic needs, worrying about what they do not have, and even thinking that money is the most important thing. I want you to understand something. There's a difference between our needs and even our wants. And I was looking at the scripture and wondering, how do we define this? Then I was like, no, let me check on the dictionary and what it says. And this is what it says, that needs are things that we require to survive. Things like shelter, food, clothing, good health, medication, all those things are things that we need so that we can be able to survive. And wants are things that we desire, but they are not necessarily for us to live. Things like, you know, having a nice car, things like having nice toys, things like living in a big house. Those are all wants. So this week, I want you to do something for me. I want you to take your book or even a notebook, and I want you to write down all the needs that you have. Look at them and ask yourself, have God met these needs? And if he has, I want you to take time to thank him. Be grateful for the things that he has given you. But even for the needs that have not been met, I want you to take time and pray that God will meet those needs for you according to his glory and according to his riches in glory. But also I want you to write a list of the things that you want, you know, your desires, the things that you really want. And if God has met these desires and these wants, be grateful for them. And if he has not, be grateful too, because you really don't need them. But one of the things that I want us to do this week is to learn something that Paul learned. That even in his hardest times, even when he was in a place where he didn't really want to be, he said that he has learned to be content, whether in need or in plenty. whether well-fed or hungry, because he can do all things through Christ who gives him strength. So it's only Jesus who is able to give this contentment to us. And when we have this contentment, then we have joy. It's something that I'm learning every day, to be content with what God has given me. And I hope that we can learn this together.